is 9:07.
The coronation ceremony has been virtually unchanged for 1,000 years. But if Lord Harris, former Bishop of Oxford, one of our regulars, of course, on Thought for the Day, has his way, it will change, because he is suggesting or recommending that readings from the Quran should feature in the next coronation. And he is on the line, and so is Douglas Murray, who is a writer and associate editor of The Spectator. Richard, what you want the Quran to be read. Why? Or bit of it, not all of it.
The background to this is my speech in the House of Lords yesterday, when I gave an example of the Church of England's inclusive hospitality. I was preaching at a big legal service in Bristol, and as it happened that year, both the High Sheriff and the Lord Lieutenant were Muslims, and they made a request that the Quran should be read in the cathedral. And the Bishop of Bristol came up with a wonderfully creative initiative of accommodation. When everybody was in the cathedral and seated, the Quran was read, and then the Christian service started. The Muslims felt wonderfully affirmed, but there was no blurring of boundaries. There was no syncretism, but it was a very good example, I think, of a creative accommodation. And my point is that I'm sure that at the next coronation, there will also be similar acts of creative accommodation. Of course, it presumably going to cause precedent. It will be a Christian service in the Westminster Abbey, where the monarch, and may the Queen live many, many years still, may the new monarch will be crowned king by the Archbishop of Canterbury. But within that framework, there will be plenty of scope for other religious leaders to make a contribution, to pray for God's blessing. I'm sure about it.
So, you're saying the same as Prince Charles, are you, that the new monarch should not be defender of the faith, but defender of faith?
You began, John, by saying that the coronation service has remained unchanged for 1,000 years. Actually, strictly speaking, that's not true. For instance,
I relied on Wikipedia.
the Wikipedia, I'm afraid, is wrong, because, for instance, in 1688, when James came to the throne, a totally new oath was drawn up in order to make sure that he had nothing to do with Catholicism. And in 1702,
it was all Christian, though.
Of course, it was Christian, but of course, we're in a multi-faith society now. In 1702, Queen Anne had to make a declaration against transubstantiation. Those were the circumstances of those times. We live in now very different times, and I'm sure, again, that will be reflected in the coronation service.
Right, and I suspect, Douglas, that you don't agree with that.
No, I don't. I very much like and admire Richard Harris, and I can assure you I don't say that about most people that I disagree with. But, the first point is, I think a lot of people will think this is another example of Anglican leaders not seeming to have faith in their own faith or not wanting to make anything like an exclusive truth claim. And the problem is that what Richard Harris says is true. I mean, we live in a very diverse society, obviously people of all faiths, but if you're going to have the Quran read, then you'll have to have readings from Hindu scripture, from Buddhist scripture, Sikh scriptures. Atheists are growing. The largest number of people of any growth in faith in this country are those who don't believe, must be represented by some readings in Westminster Abbey as well. You must then ask, of course, which passages from the Quran will and will not be read. I assume that Richard Harris wouldn't want the passages from the Quran that say, kill the infidel wherever you find them, or cast terror into the hearts of the unbeliever, smite at their neck.
Well, any more than he'd want some nasty bits from the Old Testament read.
Absolutely. We all know that all scriptures have bad passages and so on. But we really, when we come to this one, of course, should focus on the issue also when it comes to Islam of reciprocity. I'm not going to make that rather 2000s point that Christians can't even worship or be in Mecca, but rather to make a rather particular British point. The reciprocity matter is very important in this. And if there is going to be inclusive hospitality, it has to be returned.
Oh,
now,
right.
Let me just make a suggestion.
Go on, make it quickly.
Let me make a suggestion. Jews in this country all have a prayer for the Queen in their synagogues, in their services. Whenever I mention this, that this should happen in mosques, a lot of Muslims say to me that's very provocative. But if there were to be some readings from the Quran at the coronation, surely a matter of reciprocity would that be all mosques in the United Kingdom have prayers for the King and for the armed forces every week at
right,
Friday prayers.
Richard,
what's wrong
what
with
about that?
There's nothing wrong with it at all, and I'm sure that in due course that will eventually emerge.
You
but
reckon?
If something is worth doing in itself, it is worth doing even before there is any reciprocal response. I think that's the point I would make. Of course we look for reciprocity in due course. And Islam in this country is evolving. I'm sure it will evolve in the same kind of way that Judaism has evolved.
Look, Douglas, it wouldn't do any harm, would it? I mean, at the very least, it would do no harm.
Well, I don't think that's entirely true, actually. First of all, because, you know, the fact is that for Christians and others in this country, this is the sort of thing that enormously demoralises them, what Richard Harris has just suggested. Because people would like to have the idea, and although they are, many Christians feel themselves not to be very good Christians, many Anglicans feel themselves to be rather fuzzy Anglicans, they don't really want the leadership of their faith to be so fuzzy and apparently unconfident of their own faith that they want to include all other faiths in it. Part of faith is about saying this is what we believe, this we believe to be correct. And doesn't mean you have to be impolite, but that includes having a defender of faith in the most important church in the United Kingdom affirming the Christian faith.
Right, and that's the point, isn't it, Richard? In the end, you've got to say this is what we believe. Go on, you've got 30 seconds.
Let me make it quite clear that I'm totally opposed to any kind of syncretism. But what happened in the Bristol Cathedral example that I quoted earlier did not offend the Christian congregation. There was no blurring of boundaries. The service was devised in such a way as to affirm Muslims, but to retain the Christian core as a distinctive Christian core.
But if I could say that, Richard, if the coronation of the next king and the person nominally defender of the faith of Christians in this country opened with readings from the Quran, I can assure you there would be a great amount of people taking great amounts of offence.
Douglas Murray, Richard Harris, thank you both very much indeed.